Digital Stratosphere, the podcast that helps organizations throughout the world with their digital transformation journeys. Here, you will find independent and technology agnostic advice with no software vendor sales spin to help you make the best decisions for your organization. Whether you are in the process of selecting technology, in the midst of your transformation, or trying to get your initiative back on track, Digital Stratosphere provides expertise and best practices to help.
HCM implementations can be a great way to provide for a better employee experience and a better overall transformation for your organization, but there's an extremely high failure rate for HCM implementations. So what I want to talk about today is what does it take to be successful and what are the most important things you can do to make your HCM implementation successful. My name is Eric Kimberling. I'm the CEO of Third Stage Consulting. We're an independent consulting firm that helps clients through their digital transformation journeys. And as I mentioned, HCM implementations can be game changers for many organizations. It can be a great way to automate HR processes and technologies, but they're also very difficult. They can have a high failure rate and they can go over budget. They can take longer than expected. A lot of different things and risks that can go wrong with HCM implementation. The good news is that there's not a secret sauce or a magic answer as to why these projects succeed or fail. There's a common set of patterns of what the successful HCM implementations do versus those that are less successful. And so what I want to talk about today are those common steps and best practices that the more successful HCM implementations take. One of the prerequisites and the most important prerequisites to a successful HCM implementation is to ensure that you have a clear strategy for how you're going to make your project successful and what the project is going to do to help you accomplish your bigger picture corporate strategies, as well as defining clearly what your business requirements are from an HR technology perspective. So I want to unpack each of those two things separately here. The first thing is the overall strategy. You want to make sure that the HCM implementation and just the overall direction you're going with your HCM initiative is aligned with your overall corporate strategy and that you've defined a clear HCM strategy to support that overall corporate strategy. So for example, if one of your corporate strategies is to standardize your operations across multiple locations across the world, that's a clear strategy. That could be something that's been defined by your executive team as the overall direction of your corporate strategy. If on the other hand, your HCM strategy is to have more of a decentralized, autonomous approach to the HCM technology and deployment, that's going to create some misalignment right away off the start. You've created a situation where your HCM strategy is not well aligned with your overall corporate strategy. And that's just one example of how you might have misalignment within your organization. So you want to make sure that you not only have an HCM strategy that's aligned with your overall corporate strategy, but you have a clear HCM strategy in general, clear goals and objectives. You understand what it is you're trying to accomplish with your hire to retire processes and employee self-service and your total rewards and all that stuff that goes into your HR technologies and processes. The other part of this is understanding what your business requirements are. You want to clearly define and document what those HR-related business requirements are. What is it you want to accomplish? What are your needs? What is it that's unique to your organization that you want to incorporate into your overall employee experience to make for a more successful transformation? Those are all things that need to be defined as part of your overall HCM deployment. So having those clear strategies and requirements defined early on before you ever start evaluating technologies or implementing technologies is one of the most important things you can do. The next step in an effective HCM transformation is to find the right technology and the right tools to help automate your processes and to help enable the overall transformation. And I'm not going to get into all the details of all the different systems that are out there in the marketplace, but there's two major buckets of categories you can consider. First of all are your traditional HR technologies or HCM-focused technologies, things like SAP SuccessFactors or Workday, Oracle Talent Management. Those are just three examples of some of the more popular and more common HCM systems. And every HCM system out there is different, has different needs, different strengths and weaknesses, things that make them unique. And you want to make sure you objectively evaluate those different options and really do a gap analysis of how those different options compare to your specific needs and requirements. And this is easier said than done because when you ask the vendors, they're probably going to tell you that their software can do everything you want it to do. The key is to understand objectively and to cut through the sales and marketing spin to understand what the technology can really do and how well the technology can do it. So you want to evaluate your HCM specific options as one potential category. Another potential category for HCM solutions might be your broader enterprise-wide technologies, things like ERP systems. And ERP systems oftentimes will have HCM modules that handle HCM needs. So if you're an organization, for example, that already uses one of the big ERP systems, you might look to their HCM module as a potential option that would more easily integrate with the core ERP system. Now, the real question becomes, if you do go down the path of looking at potential ERP HCM modules, what if the ERP system you're using now doesn't have a good HCM module? Do you just settle for something less, or do you go find a best of breed point solution that more specifically handles your needs within HR? That's the million-dollar question that I can't give you a general answer for, but that is the risk or the trade-off you have to consider as you're looking at HCM standalone systems versus ERP systems that might have an HCM module. And if you're looking for more details of what types of HCM systems are out there, I encourage you to check out our annual digital transformation report. In that report, we have a top 10 ranking of the top HCM systems in the marketplace that's subjectively and technology agnostically ranked by our team. And that'll just give you some ideas of what are some of the systems out there, what are the pros and cons, and which ones might you consider for your shortlist. And you can find a link to that report down below.
If you are trying to achieve digital transformation success, turn to Third Stage Consulting Group. Third Stage's independent and technology agnostic consulting team helps clients define their digital strategies, select the right software, and manage their implementations. With offices in the U.S., Europe, and Australia, our team helps the world's most forward-thinking organizations through their transformation pitfalls and risks. Whether you are embarking on an ERP, HCM, CRM, supply chain management, or any other digital transformation, contact Third Stage Consulting to see how we can help you reach the third stage of transformation success. Learn more about us and download independent reports, videos, and other best practices at thirdstage-consulting.com.
Once you've defined the technology that best fits your HR technology needs, now it's time to define what our overall implementation strategy and plan is, as well as how we're going to integrate that HCM capability with other parts of our organization. So as far as implementation planning, let's start there. We want to make sure that we recognize a couple things. First of all, the proposals you get from software vendors, from the HCM vendors, are probably going to underestimate the amount of time and money it's going to take to implement your technology. So you really need to add a dose of reality to whatever proposal you get from HCM vendors, largely because they tend to be overly optimistic with their proposals, but also because their proposals are only focused on the technical aspect of your overall implementation. There's a lot of other aspects of your transformation that are going to be critical and will affect your overall time and cost. Things like change management, which I'm going to talk about here in just a moment, as well as integration, architecture, and all the other things that go into the transformation, those things need to be baked into your implementation plan and budget. And the other reason why proposals from HCM vendors tend to underestimate time and cost is because they tend to have overly optimistic assumptions around what it's going to take to deploy the technology. Chances are the people and the process side of your transformation is going to slow things down and cost you more. It's not going to have a lot to do necessarily with the technology you deploy. It's the fact that you're changing your organization. This is especially true, for example, if you're moving from a highly manual HR process around, for example, paid time off. If people are having PTO requests or doing benefits via traditional paperwork or emails, and now you're going to move to employee self-service, that's a pretty big shift for an organization to do, especially because you're affecting the entire organization. All the employees in the entire organization are going to be affected by that. So that's going to take some time to move people in that direction. And that's what takes time. It's not so much deploying the technology to enable it. It's the people and processes behind it. So keep in mind that the technology vendors aren't necessarily accounting for those complexities. They're looking strictly at what the technology needs are. And that part usually is the easiest and the fastest part of the implementation. And then the other component of your implementation plan should be the integration plan. How will your HCM technology integrate to other systems? So for example, your payroll system, how is that going to integrate back to your back-end financial systems? That's just one example of a way you need to think about how do those data points and processes need to flow between your HCM system and whatever other systems you might be using, like a back office ERP system, for example. Now, the next step, which is very much related to the previous step around defining a clear implementation plan, is to create a clear change strategy and plan. And technically, this should be part of your implementation strategy and plan, but it's worth calling out here because most organizations forget to do it, or they underestimate or underinvest in this activity. Now, the most important thing I can point out here is that we have to remember that this is an HR initiative, so it affects people by definition. And by affecting people, we mean it's affecting your entire organization. Most, if not all, of your employees will be affected by whatever HR technologies or tool sets we roll out. And the other factor is that this is an HR initiative and people expect more from HR, and we're setting the tone for the culture of the organization and the type of company we want to be and the type of team we want to be. So we have to be very deliberate in how we manage the people and the human aspect of our change. The stakes are higher and the bar is set higher for us because we're in HR. So we need a very clear change management strategy and plan. And while I can't give you any sort of one-size-fits-all strategy or plan that will ensure success for you or your specific needs, what I can tell you is one thing that you can do as a first step is to do an organizational assessment as part of this overall change strategy. Now, a change assessment is similar to an employee survey that you might have done. If you've done any sort of employee engagement surveys in the past, they're similar to that, but they're looking for something different. We can always use employee engagement survey results as an input, but typically we're asking additional questions to understand the culture of the organization, and we're really trying to uncover where the pockets of resistance might be as we deploy new HR tools and technologies to the organization. So this sort of organizational assessment, which typically is a combination of qualitative and quantitative data, it's a combination of online surveys and focus groups, that analysis and assessment that comes out of that should inform how we create a specific change strategy that's specific to our needs and our culture and the future state of where we're trying to head. But regardless of where you land with your overall change strategy, you want to make sure you deliberately focus on this work stream because this is arguably the most important part of making an HCM transformation successful. Now, the next step in this process is to ensure that you have a quality assurance framework in place during your transformation. And the purpose of a quality assurance framework is to ensure that you're setting the sort of guardrails and parameters to ensure that you're identifying mitigating risks as they come up. So we want to make sure that we have a solid quality assurance framework in place to make sure that the project is successful. And every HCM transformation is a high-risk endeavor. It's just a matter of what the risks are, how severe they are, what the root cause is, and how we address those risks. That's the important part, is not pretending that the risks aren't there, but fully acknowledging there's going to be a ton of risks. But the key is how do we mitigate those risks and identify them and prioritize them and all that good stuff. So a quality assurance framework can be a great way to do that. That's something that our team at Third Stage provides to clients all the time during their HCM transformations. And in fact, I have a video on my YouTube channel that talks specifically about quality assurance, and I've included a link to that below as well. So quality assurance, make sure you have that project governance, quality assurance, PMO, that whole bucket of stuff is going to be critical to make sure that your project is successful in the long run. So I hope you found this information useful in giving you some ideas on how to make your HCM transformation successful. I've also included a number of links and downloads below in the description field of different videos and reports and downloads that'll help you in your HCM journey. Among those links, one is called the Digital Transformation Report. It's our annual report we publish each year that provides a number of best practices for not only HCM implementations, but digital transformations in general. It also includes a ranking of the top HCM systems that you might want to consider as your transformation continues. And certainly if you have any questions or you want an informal sounding board as you continue your HCM journey, I'd be happy to chat with you, and I've included my contact information below. So I hope you found this information useful and hope you have a great day.
Learn more about us and download independent reports, videos, and other best practices at thirdstage-consulting.com.